It's another mild day across eastern New York and western New England. However, the end is in sight for this warm weather. This January thaw is coming to an end. A cold front is pushing off to our east, and following that front, cold air will gradually ease its way into the region. So we're not talking about a major drop on the thermometer over a short period of time, but more a slide down rather slowly over the next couple of days. And while it'll feel cold and the wind will make it feel even colder, temperatures are just going to drop to around seasonable levels for late January, and that chill continues into the beginning of February next week. Across our area today, we're looking at plenty of clouds. A few breaks in the clouds this afternoon have developed. Also, we are seeing a couple of scattered rain and snow showers. And moving into tonight, we'll begin to see lake effect snow develop. So a lake effect snow warning goes into effect for portions of the western Adirondacks and Tug Hill Plateau. And that's in effect from midnight all the way through Sunday. So the cold air pouring in over the next few days will result in accumulating lake effect snow, especially through portions of the western Adirondacks. Elsewhere, we are looking at some upslope snows across the Adirondacks and Green Mountains in the coming days. And for the rest of us, a scattering of snow showers and flurries, and potentially a couple of periods of snow rolling through the day tomorrow into the weekend. Temperatures tonight will chill down into the 20s to near 30 degrees. The gusty breezes will make it feel cooler. And by tomorrow, temperatures will be colder, but not cold for this time of year, given that it is late January. Highs will be up into the 30s across the area with that scattering of snow across the area. Same idea on Saturday, but we are a few degrees cooler as those winds continue out of the west and northwest to make it feel colder. Temperatures will be in the 30s. Across much of the area with some 20s in the higher elevations, and we're basically in the 20s and 30s to wrap up the weekend on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, turning breezy with lows in the 20s to around 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and colder, high 28 to 36. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, breezy, low in the 20s to around 30. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers and squalls, windy and colder, high 28 to 36. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, turning breezy, low 28 to 34. And for tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, windy and cooler, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, chance of a rain or snow shower, breezy, low 25 to 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers, windy and colder, with highs in the middle to upper 30s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, scattered snow showers, mainly in lake effect areas and in the mountains, breezy, high 28 to 36. And on Sunday, mostly cloudy, with scattered snow showers, mainly in lake effect areas and the mountains, breezy, high 28 to 36. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.